Santos, the biggest Thursday night city. Come on.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. I'm officially on edge. Thank you for that. All right. That was awesome. Thank you so much. What a powerful anointing. What a powerful time in the house of the Lord. Listen, I about fell out there during worship. Job well done. We always get a good time of worship in the presence of the Lord. Ryan, would you stand up? During worship, as you were up here doing your thing and just belting it out, the Lord began to show me some things over you. I want to prophesy that over you right now. So extend your hands towards Ryan right now in this moment. And I began to see over you a stopwatch, like one that would have like the nice gold chain and all that you put in your pocket. It looks real cool. I saw a stopwatch over you, and I said, Lord, what is that? And I saw you looking, pulling the stopwatch, looking out at the stopwatch, and you just continued to observe it and look at it and check back with it and check back with it. And apparently somehow you felt that you were behind schedule. You felt like there were certain things that should have happened by now. You felt like certain things should have taken place by now. And therefore, there was almost even a disappointment in the way you would look at the time and say, wow, it's that time, and certain things have not occurred yet. But I sense the Lord saying to you, put the watch away. Put the watch away, for I'm in charge of this season of your life. I'm in charge of your life, but I'm in charge especially of this season. There are things that God is doing behind the scenes that you can't see, but it works. It works well for you. It works well for your family. The things are being set in place for the future and for what God has in store for you. You are being set up, man of God, to win and to succeed in a way that you can't even imagine. I believe that the Lord is saying that he's created you, even at a young age, to be a father in this generation, to be a face in this generation of what apostolic fathering looks like. The Lord says, I'm going to give you even a generation that you're going to model for them what fathering looks like. So God says, you are in a season, and at times you're getting impatient. Do not unplug. Do not unplug. I saw another vision of you, and very quickly, it seemed like you were bored to tears. And it was just like, come on, challenge me. Give me something I can do. And the Lord was just showing me that and saying to you, do not unplug. Do not feel that this is a season to hold back. God says, I want you to stay engaged in this season. It's not the fullness of what you've expected, but I'm doing something behind the scenes. So trust me in this, says the Lord. You're going to step into the right moment. You're going to step into a dunamis launching moment that's going to really bring you to the level that you've been waiting for. But God says, you are in a process and I'm leading you through it, says the Lord. Can we say amen to that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Pastor Marty was saying earlier, I am traveling with Leonard. Leonard is a friend of mine. It's good. You know, we all need friends. And when you're in ministry, you especially need friends. You know, because we're out ministering, we're out pouring our lives out. We're traveling a lot. I sleep in a lot of hotel rooms. That's not fun. We do a lot of that stuff. So it's good to when you're able to wind down with friends. And I've tried to make folks my friends before. And as soon as we go out, they're like, I had this dream. Really? I'm trying to bowl. Can we bowl? Do I have to interpret your dream now? I mean, give me a night off, please. So Leonard is a blessing in that we challenge each other spiritually. He's mature in the word, mature in the ministry. He's a prophet as well. But at the same time, we really connect on that level. I just want Leonard to come up and greet you quickly. He's going to help me minister at the end. Leonard, come on up. Let them hear from you and the anointing on your life.
Well, good evening. It's a blessing to be here. I'm excited to be here. I've been here before. And, you know, every time I come here, I just feel like I get this pool sort of Bethesda. It's as if the Lord always to stir up something with healing here. So I sense that again tonight during worship, that there's something stirring by the Spirit in this house and in this city, this region. And it has to do with healing. It's an anointing. There's a breakthrough of healing and the miraculous that God want to do here. I sense it again tonight. So I greet you. I'm excited to be here. Again, we just run together and have fun together. God bless you.
All right. I believe in staying within the parameters, so I asked very clearly, when do you guys end? Because when we get to prophesying, sometimes, I mean, we can be there for hours. So I'm going to respect the protocol tonight and the time frame, so I want to make sure I'm aware of that. But it's good to be here. I appreciate the invitation. I'm glad. Is that the man of God back there who was on the base? That's you, right? Would you stand up? I think I saw you last time, and you, I lost track of you somewhere. But as you were back there, I heard the Lord saying, I separated you from an early age. I put my hand upon you in a strong and a powerful way. Even the fact that you're standing here tonight, the Lord began to show me, I saved you and I spared you and I brought you to this place. I've been watching over you from a young age. The hand of God has been upon you, which is why there's been so many mysterious close calls. And God says, I have kept you and I have preserved you. God says he's not done with you yet. You've gone through a season where it's been a tight season financially. You've gone through some things where you're like, God, what is up with this? God, I hear the Lord saying, I'm about to break you out of a tight season. I'm going to bring you into a new season of provision. I'm going to bring you into a new season of knowing that I am watching over you and I am your provider, says the Lord. And I feel like your family really is about to get visited by God in a special way. I feel like you're going to get some good news that is going to surprise the whole family and be a blessing for all of them. So you get ready because you're about to step into your season of celebration in your life, says the Lord. You've been one, you've given of yourself, you've given of your talent, you've given of your time. You've had no issues with that at all. But God says, now is a season where I'm going to bring you a harvest, and I'm going to bring back to you the things that belong to you in the spirit, and it's going to cause you to celebrate, says the Lord. Amen. All right. So tonight, very briefly, I want to just share some thoughts with you tonight. I want to share with you out of the Word tonight, out of the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 27. It's one of my favorite verses in the Word, and it fits perfectly with what I want to share with you tonight. So I want to talk to you about Jesus' words when he was talking about a very special privilege that we have as his children. Jesus, in the book of John, he was describing those that belong to him. And he said, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. How many of you belong to Jesus? Amen. What's beautiful about that verse, Jesus said, guess what? I know who are mine. I know them. You know how I know them? Because they hear my voice. So in order for us to hear the voice of God, he has to be talking, right? So in other words, what Jesus was saying is, I talk to them. I talk to them. Not only do I talk to them, Jesus said, it's not a one-way conversation. They hear me. Nothing frustrates me more than having a conversation with someone who is not a good communicator. I've had people actually call me up and say, hey, Hector, how's it going? I'm like, I'm doing great. How are you? I'm fine. How's the family? Oh, they're fine. I want to say, what'd you call me for? What? They call me up and then they get quiet. I like the flow of communication. I like it when, you know, that person you connect with and it's easy and you guys talk, you can talk for hours, it starts flowing. So Jesus said, those that are mine, I talk to them. And when I talk to them, they listen. And when they listen and we talk back and forth, I know them. To know them, that's an intimate word. It's when you really know somebody. You know, something beautiful happens the longer you're married. You finish each other's sentences. That happened to anybody here? You know what I'm talking about? You start the sentence and your wife jumps in and finishes it. Something else beautiful happens the longer you're married. You don't need to use full sentences. You can look across the room and you get one look on your wife's face and you know exactly what she is telling you. That's the beauty of knowing. You come into a place where you get to know each other. You get to connect. And before, when you were first married, yes, you know, I think sometimes we complain. When we first met, we would talk for hours. Why don't we do that anymore? I don't think we need to. We don't need that many words anymore. Now we can just interpret facial expressions and, right? But there's something beautiful that happens the longer we know each other. Jesus said, those who know me, I talk to them. They hear me. I know them. We're in that place where I know what's on their heart. They know what's on my heart. And as a result of that beautiful exchange with Jesus, something amazing happens. We start to trust him. We start to listen to him, and as he's leading us, we start to follow. Now take a look at your life and look back. Are you following? Are you following his lead for your life? Is he speaking to you, which he is? Are you listening? Are you communicating with him? And as a result, as he's leading you, are you following? Because the Word of God is very clear, and the Word of God says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the That was weak. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The highest office in serving God is sonship. That's the highest office. People, it's funny, I was telling Leonard, I go travel places, people give me promotions. I went to minister last Sunday, I read the bulletin, they say, we have Apostle Hector Santos here. I was like, whoa, I'm an apostle now, all right. I get called apostle, I get called evangelist, I get called, I think people are trying to honor me, they just sometimes don't, you know. But that's not my function, that's not my ministry. It's just as bad as somebody said, you know, brain surgeon Hector Santos is here tonight. I'm not a brain surgeon. Thank you. I appreciate it, but I'm not a brain surgeon. So we have to learn how to honor, but it's interesting. I brought that up. I forgot why I brought that up. But what's interesting is, you know, we get all these interesting promotions, but we need to know that as we're hearing the voice of God, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. When we are led by God and when we look back at our lives, how do you know that you're actually being led by God in your life? There is fruit in your life. Oh, there's fruit. When you're led by God to the church where you're fellowshipping and you're here and God led you here, you're bearing fruit. You're a blessing to the house of the Lord. The pastors love connecting with you. You bring life to the house of the Lord. Unfortunately, not everybody brings life to the house of the Lord. Sometimes we have the other problem. But Jesus wants us to hear so we can follow. I have a statement for you. It's going to be very deep and profound for you tonight. You're not smart enough to lead yourself. Neither am I. I need his guidance. I need his strength. Last year, I'm going to share this publicly. It's probably my third time sharing it publicly. But last year, I've been in full-time ministry for over 10 years. And I'm headquartered out of Bethel. I have an office there. I have an office in my basement. It's my home headquarters. I just grabbed the broom and hit the floor when my daughters are walking too hard. That's my home headquarters, but I also have an office at Bethel. But I travel, and what's interesting is I received a phone call last spring. Was it 20? I think it was the beginning of this year. And I was offered a position. Excuse me, I have my time frame wrong. It was last summer. What am I thinking? It was last summer. I received an offer, and somebody said, Hector, we're looking for a new pastor, and we think you're it. The board got together. We all talked about it. We had congregants coming up to saying, we like that, Hector. He's a great guy. Hey, were they right? You know. So we like that, Hector. He's a good guy. So they all these good reports about Hector, and I was like, wow, thank you. That's very kind of you. They said, so we'd like you to consider being our next pastor. Now, the only problem with that was I tried being a pastor before. It didn't work. I'm not a pastor. I love people, but that's just not my call. I respect and honor pastors because it's not an easy job. I don't have the grace for it. It's not my job. But I began to think about the church, and I was like, that's a great facility. Pastor Marty, I don't know if I told you that all this happened, but great facility. Set up well, and I thought, you know, I'm not called to pastor, but maybe, just maybe, if we started pastoring here, maybe I could use this facility for regional events. Maybe, oh, you know what? Then they showed me their hall, and they showed, and I was like, wait, this is going to work. And all of a sudden, I'm tempted to say, yes, I'll do it. Because my brain started immediately thinking all the things I could do. And I remembered, wait a minute. I made a promise to myself that I belong to Jesus. I made a promise to myself that Jesus makes the decisions. I made a promise to myself and a commitment in my life that I would let Jesus lead me, that I was not going to lead myself. And this thing right here loves to do the leading and the guiding. And this thing always gets me into some serious trouble. So I realized that, wait, I made a commitment. I want to say yes. I feel like God's answer is going to be yes. I mean, why wouldn't he say yes? This is perfect. But I went down to my prayer closet is my basement. I went down to the basement. I told my wife I'm unavailable until I come back up, until I reemerge. I went downstairs, and I started praying in the Holy Ghost, and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, I need to know. I'm Jesus' sheep. I hear his voice. He speaks to me. I need to be led. I don't know what to do. I want to say yes, but I'm not sure you're telling me to say yes. So I'm not leaving here until I hear a clear word from you. And I started in the basement. My brain kicked in and said, how long do you think this is going to take? I was like, shut up. And after a while, I'm thinking, wow, this must have been 3 hours. I looked, it was 20 minutes. My brain saying, do you know how many things you could be doing? You've got 5 open manuscripts. You've got to finish your next book. You've got to, and I'm going, shut up. Oh, I had to fight to get into that place. I had to fight to get into that because my brain wants to lead me. I want to lead me. People want to lead me. You know, people call me up all the time having words for me. You know, you need to do this. It says those that are led by the Spirit of God. Now those who are led by Harold or Charlie. By the way, hang on a second. I stayed down there. My flesh was fighting me. Come on, it's an obvious answer. Just say yes. And I'm going, I said, Lord, whatever it takes. Father, whatever it takes. I stayed down there. Suddenly the atmosphere started shifting. The atmosphere started shifting. My flesh is saying, look at your watch. I'm like, shut up. I'm going deeper. And I just started quoting the word and speaking the word until that atmosphere started shifting. Now the glory's there. And I'm speaking with the Father. And this thing is flowing. And in that time of, I don't know how long it took, but in that time I was lost in his presence. And in the middle of that, a voice spoke clearly in here. Clearly. An audible voice inside my spirit spoke to me and said, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And when I heard the word of the Lord, I said, Father, thank you. And he didn't say, yes, take it. He didn't say, no, don't take it. What he said to me was, the answer's already there. Not by you striving the answer. Just trust that by my Spirit, you have your answer. That's what he said to me. I left that basement. I was like, done. Father, thank you. It is settled. Whatever you say is what I'm going to say. Oh, because there's something beautiful. Jesus even said it. Jesus said, I don't speak on my own account. I say what I hear my Father say. And Jesus said, I don't do my own stuff. I don't live my life the way I feel like living it. I do what I see my Father do. That is, see, in church, we're teaching people how to prophesy. But more importantly, we have to teach people how to think prophetically. Prophesying is fun. It's great. It's encouraging. It's awesome. We need it in the house. It's the voice of the Holy Spirit in the church. But what we need are a group of people, a remnant that understand how to think prophetically. And when we think prophetically, we know that rule number one is I do not lead myself. So the church called me back up and said, can we meet again, have some coffee about you coming and being our pastor? I said, yeah, let's meet up. So we met up. We sat down and we started the dialogue, and he began to tell me the process they're in, how they're getting ready for me and this and that. But the more he talked, the more something started rising up in me, and very clearly I knew God was saying no. You know, I wasn't mad. I wasn't disappointed. When God says no and you say no, you can say no with confidence. No. When God says yes and tells you to say yes, you can say yes with confidence. Too many believers are sitting here going, I don't know what to do. It's time to be led by the Spirit of God. Why don't we try letting the Spirit lead us? I'm not talking about lead poisoning. Lead poisoning are when people are saying, I feel led to go to this church. The next week, I'm led to go to that church. And then the other week, I'm led to go. No, that's lead poisoning. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about true Holy Ghost leading, that when he leads you to a church, you get planted in that church and you start bearing fruit, and it's obvious that God sent you there. Believers, we're lacking fruit in our lives because we're not hearing his voice and we're not letting him lead us. Why aren't we hearing his voice? Why aren't we letting him lead us? What time is it? Oh, I got a few minutes. Why are we not letting him lead us? Because I'm gonna give you the main reason. I want you to write this down tonight. Why am I not hearing clearly from God? I get that question all the time. Why am I not hearing from God? I know he wants to lead me. I know he has more for me. But why do I struggle so much in hearing the clear things from God? Bottom line, here it is. Here's what the Holy Spirit told me and what he told me to tell the church. Bottom line. Right. He said it. That's right. Bottom line. We're tuned in to the wrong frequency. So all day long, CNN has been prophelying to us all day long. We're CNN'd out. And there we are, letting CNN prophelie. We're eating that up. That's our diet. That's our sustenance. Then we're watching reality TV. Then we feel awful about ourselves. I'm no good. I have no talent. I can't sing like Brother Ryan. Man, you got a voice on you, brother. I was starting to get a little jealous. I was like, no, that's not God. It's an awesome gift. I wish I could sing like that, really. When I'm hearing myself sing, I think I sound like that. But then I don't think I do. But so it's interesting because then we're tuned in the wrong frequency all day long. Even when we're sitting there feeling like victims, feeling sad about ourselves, that's the wrong frequency. And the Spirit of God is operating on another frequency. And he's trying to talk to you all day long, but because we're down here in this lower level demonic frequency, we're not picking up what the Spirit of God is saying. That's why it's time for us to start turning off some TVs. It's time for us to start leaving some old friendships that are not getting us anywhere. Sometimes we have to leave Johnny and Bobby. I love you, Johnny, but you're not helping me out. See ya. And tune into a frequency that's going to help you grow and connect with the voice of God. They say that you are who you hang out with. In Spanish, we have a saying, dime con quien anda y te diré quién eres. Tell me who you hang with and I'll tell you who you are. Oh, it's time. It's time. There's a price to pay, but I'll tell you what. Those who shut down the demonic frequency. Those who say, I'm not going to spend my day thinking about how bad I've got it. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to tune in. God, what are you saying to me today? What's your voice to me today? Where's the positive report? Where's the good report? Where's the stuff that I can listen to all day long that's going to fuel my spirit? I'll tell you what, when you're fueling your spirit, the Spirit of God meets you right there and boom, boom, boom. He starts speaking to you, saying, don't go this way. There's going to be an accident. Take your car that way. I know you usually meet with your friend at 12, but I need you here at Walmart at 12 because there's somebody I'm going to have you minister to. When you're letting God lead you, you are always at the right place at the right time. There's a realm that opens up to you. And then others come to church going, how can I get that? Is there a class I can go to? No, there's not a class you can go to. Shut the TV off. Tune in to the frequency that's going to cause you to begin to move and be led by the Spirit of God. When you're being led by the Spirit of God, he moves you around landmines. He moves you around temptations. He moves you around traps that the enemy has set for you. There's no other way to live for the believer. That's why Jesus said, I can do nothing for myself. And everyone here, you can't do a thing for yourself. The only thing we can do is to hear what he says and follow that. Watch to see what he shows us and obey that. So I was able to tell that church, thank you. I'm flattered. I'm blessed that you thought of me. But I respectfully decline. They moved on. They found their pastor for them. Praise God. I speak life over them. And the ministry, boom! We've had so much momentum in 2018 from January to June, more than I had in 10 years in ministry. So much momentum that now, even now, nations are beginning to open up. I got an invitation to Sicily, to Italy. What? You going to come with me? All right. Prophesy, brother. Today, me and this brother went on a prayer walk this morning. I get home. Today, a couple years ago, the Lord gave me a word over the nation of Haiti. And I prophesied, and I said, watch and listen carefully what God's about to do in Haiti. And I prophesied because the Lord spoke to me in an encounter I had with him, and he said, here's what I'm about to do. And it shocked me because I didn't know. I was like, Haiti? Haiti, the one on the map, that Haiti? God was like, yes, that one. And I prophesied what the Lord showed me, and it shocked me, and I knew it was going to shock some people. And some people came up to me afterwards and said, well, what do you mean by this and that? I said, I don't have the full picture, but that's what God said he's going to do in Haiti. Haiti's about to come up, I'll tell you that. So there's even a new ministry I found out about called Elevation Haiti or something like that. Exciting stuff. So today, I get a phone call from a board of directors in Miami who are meeting. They're meeting, and guess what? They're pooling resources together to go into Haiti and make some serious change and transformation. They feel the call of God, and resources are coming from all over, and they heard about my prophetic word. And they FaceTime me today. I'm like, who's this? And they FaceTime me, and they said, we heard about your prophetic word. Would you mind telling this board about what God's about to do in Haiti? I said, well, put your seatbelt on, because here's what God's about to do in Haiti. And they looked at each other and they said, that's what we're about. I said, then you're right on God's schedule. When we follow and let the Spirit of God, he's going to lead you to some amazing places. I don't care what your past has been. I don't care what your background has been. I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care if you've done drugs. I don't care what you've been involved in. When you start letting the Spirit of God lead you, he's going to lead you up and he's going to lead you out and into a great place. There's no other way to live. Whew, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this word. I thank you for every believer in this place that's going to hear your word and be led by you in a fresh new way in Jesus' mighty name. Can we get an amen on that? I'm going to do a few call-outs. I need a few call-outs. Can I have a few call-outs? A couple minutes? Oh, man, I got an extension. Praise the Lord. Dude, you guys are good to me, man. Did you text? All right. Leonard, do you want to come on up here? Me and Leonard are going to do a few call-outs. I love to prophesy. I love to move and release what the Spirit of the Lord wants us to release. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for what you're speaking over your people tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Oh, this is now you greeted me when I first got here. You're wearing the orange blouse. Would you stand up? I should know your name. Carol. So, Carol, I hear the Lord saying to you that you're entering into a season of being stretched. God says, I'm actually going to bring you into territory of stretching you. There's a new level. You have been faithful and loyal in the few, in the past seasons. You've been so faithful. You've given God of your best. But the Lord says, daughter, I see your heart for more. I hear your cry for more. You're like, God, that's not enough. What else can I do? It's like you're looking for more. It's like having an engine and you're seeing all the cylinders. And you're like, not all the cylinders. I want all the cylinders working right. And God says, I'm about to upgrade you and bring you into a season where there's going to be more challenges. There's going to be more to be involved in. I feel like you have a gift of faith that is going to rise up in this season in a new way to begin to step into new arenas and into new ministry opportunities like never before. Can I say, I see Kentucky. I believe God's going to connect you in Kentucky. There's some friendships. There's some online friendships that God's going to begin to cause to blossom. And slowly but surely, he's going to network you with believers that are going to have you moving as an intercessor. So you're a powerful intercessor. God says, I have anointed you for prayer. I have anointed you with a gift of faith in prayer. When you pray, ask again, how are you feeling now? Ask again, how's the situation now? Keep checking back because God's going to show you that you are truly anointed. Amen.
Adjustments to your perspective. And you're in a season now where the Spirit of God is about to open your eyes and he's about to change your perspective, even your identity. There's an identity shift that's going on in you, and you're going to begin to see even yourself, first of all, from God's perspective. God's about to remove that which has been wrapped around you, that's been an old perspective. That's been an old image. That's been an image that you carried for years, an image that has been put upon you by others, even by your mistakes of the past. The Lord says, this is a day where I'm unwrapping that off of you, and I'm wrapping you and reclothing you and re-robing you with my robe of righteousness. And my royal robe is coming upon you now. And Lord says, I'm even redoing your mindset. The Lord says, you're going to begin to see the word in a new way. I'm going to begin to bring a revelation to you from the word in ways of you, that you have not seen this word open up to you. The Lord says, I'm about to open it up to you and from my perspective. And the Lord says, I'm reclothing you and re-robing you and redoing your mindset. And from this day forward, you'll begin to see in a new way, says the Lord.
We speak it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. So this brother over here playing the piano, would you stand up? So the Lord says, I've called you to multiplication. I've called you to multiply, 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 multiply. I feel like God is saying to you, what you've done before in a season would have taken so much effort, would have taken so much work to get certain things done. God says, you're in a season where there's like an open heaven over you. You're planted in fertile soil. And I hear the Lord saying that this is going to be a time where you're going to do in a faster, shorter amount of time what used to take you longer before. So there's an acceleration that God is speaking over you in this new season that you embarked upon. Is this your family here? Amen. Well, God bless you all. But I believe that this is for your family. You're all in a season of favor and acceleration. So God is going to open up doors that no man can open. God is going to connect you even in this region in ways that you can't take credit for. God's going to cause you to meet right people that are going to encourage you in this season and really show you that you're at the right place at the right time. So he's going to answer all those questions for you and say, yes, I've brought you, I've connected you, and I've made things happen for you in this season because you've been frustrated in a time past and you were ready to break out in a time past. This is your time to break out, brother. This is your time to bring what you've got on the inside. There's more. You've got more. You know you've got more. There's a deeper level that God's going to release through you. And I feel like there's a dam ready to bust and break. God says, I'm going to launch you and let it out of you. And it's going to surprise you, the new level that you're going to begin to operate in. I feel like also the night season, God says, I'm going to begin to give you some new creativity. You're going to wake up with ideas. You're going to wake up with new things to do, new things to implement, get that creative flow flowing. So don't discount that because the Lord's going to add to you like another stream of creativity that's going to come to you in the night season. Amen.
What I saw was that there's an angel standing there, and I saw him strike a tuning fork in your ear. And the Lord says, I'm tuning you. There's frequencies that's coming to you from heaven. There's sounds that's coming to you from heaven. And I just see that angel just striking that tuning fork. There's a tuning going on. There's a frequency that the Lord is saying that he's about to bring you into. You're about to tap into a new frequency. I just see that over you.
And wait, before you sit down, let me just, as Leonard was prophesying that, the Lord showed me a quick glimpse of you, and you were cracking lobster shells, lobster claws, and you had the bib on, and you were just, you know, enjoying it, you know. And I felt the Lord saying, this is going to be a time to really not just feed, but feed of the best. God is going to truly bring blessings beyond what you could have even expected in this season to feed you into. I feel like God wants to show his goodness off to you in a special way, so it's going to be better than what you've even planned for yourself. Amen? In Jesus' name.
The Lord says, son, you're about to hear the sounds, for I've created in you sounds for this hour and for this time.
Come on.
For there is sounds. There is deep sounds of deliverance. There's deep sounds of revival that I have embedded in your spirit. And the Lord says, son, I am releasing the sounds that I have created within you. So get ready for the sound to be released, says the Lord.
All right, so this young girl who was on the worship team, you're right here. What's your name? Paige, would you stand up? Can I minister to you? Would that be all right? All right. I feel like even tonight you had a desire in your heart to hear something. I felt like there's been something in you. You're like, okay, God, what about me and what's going on with my life? The Lord is saying to you that he is bringing you out of a period of just what I'm seeing is like a swirl. There's like a chaos. There's like a confusion, not a clarity. That's what I'm seeing. It's like a lack of clarity. God says, I'm going to bring you into a season of giving you clear vision for what's up ahead. He's going to clear that road up for you, and you're going to begin to understand your purpose, your function. You're going to begin to understand the giftings that are in you because you are gifted. God says, I have gifted you, and I've put some beautiful things within you, but you've not understood it. And at times you've gone inward, and you've thought, well, I don't know how this works and how to use it and how to fit. God says, daughter, I'm going to clarify this season for you, and I'm going to cause you to begin to see, oh, that's how that works. This is what I have in me. So you're in a time of self-discovery. It's a very awesome time that the Father's involved with you in. And can I say to you as well that I'm seeing a teaching gift in you. I'm seeing that God's going to really open up for you opportunities to learn from those that are good teachers, but you're also going to step into an opportunity of teaching as well and being a good teacher because you've got the goods and you've got the gifting, says the Lord. Can we say amen to that?
I saw an angelic being just fanning over you, and I just saw it just fan, and I saw it getting more intense, and the Lord says there's a wind of awakening that's coming to you. The Lord is beginning to awaken you. Lord says, I called you to awakening. Good. Lord says, do not settle where you're at. for I'm about to blow upon you a fresh wind of awakening. And you begin to waken and awaken and awaken. And the Lord said, I'll begin to fan and fan and fan. And you'll begin to awaken and awaken and awaken. And the Lord says, you're going to get caught up in the wind of my spirit, and you will not settle for anything less.
Yes, Lord. Isn't that good? Is that a good word? Praise God. I tell you, God's got good plans. His plans are good. When we let him lead us and when we follow him, we end up seeing these awesome, amazing plans. You know, I used to be afraid of public speaking. Now you got to give me a time limit. That's why Marty's over there going, hey, 2 more minutes. No, I'll be quick. A couple more words. Let's see what the Lord is doing here tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. These lights are bright. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm following the impression because I'm not really seeing the faces. But I think I see this brother back here with the blue on, the blue T-shirt and the blue hat and the cool shades, right? You're in a chill position. What's your name? Can I minister to you? Would that be all right? Ralph? Would you stand up? Would you? Thank you. So, Ralph, there's obviously there's a strength about you, but the Lord says that you're there's a humility in you. There's a tenderness to the voice of God. There's an openness and a sensitivity to the voice of God beyond what others would even perceive about you. The Lord says, I see it, and I see it very clearly. It's wide open to me. It's almost like God says, I'm drawn to him because he has a heart for my voice. He has a heart to understand my ways. He has a heart to understand my plans for his life. And God says, you will not be disappointed. You are in a season where God says, I'm going to begin to speak some things to you. Can I just say that I feel like there's going to be new resources added to you? So here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, obviously, you have a car, right? I'm seeing another car, okay? I'm seeing just like God adding something else. You don't really need it, but God adding another thing to just showing you and letting you know, I'm getting your attention to show you that my plan for you is better than what you can imagine for yourself, what you can plan for yourself. So I feel like in those things, don't discount. That's God prophesying to you, showing you I've got a better plan than what you could even imagine for yourself. You have a heart after him. You have an openness to him. And the Lord says, I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to surprise you this season with my voice. You're going to be in places. And I just see you almost like overhearing conversations going, I feel like God said something to me through that conversation. God is going to surprise you with his voice. I see you in restaurants, hearing things, seeing things, and just knowing and discerning. I feel like God is talking to me through that. The Lord says he's going to give you a new discernment to begin to understand and recognize his voice when it shows up. So this is going to be a time of surprise, surprise. God says, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up on you suddenly, and I'm going to begin to speak to you and show you things. And it's because you have the sensitivity. God says, I know that you're going to hear it, and it's going to bless you.
Amen. Yeah. I saw a word over you. I saw the word restoration. And I hear the Lord saying, it's time for restoration. It's time to restore what was lost in the past.
Extend your hands to him. That's a declaration we're going to declare. Say that.
Lord, we do declare that right now over our brother. We declare what we hear and see, and we say restoration. Everybody shout restore.
Restore.
Restore. Restore.
Restore. Restore.
We thank you, Lord, that the door of restoration is now open for our brother, and you're bringing him in, and you're restoring, Lord, everything from the past that have been stolen and wasted. And we decree that over him now. This is your door, your day of restoration, my brother.
Is there somebody here by the name of Penny? Is there a Penny or somebody connected with a Penny? Back there? Is your dog here? Bring the dog out. I didn't see any hands here? Okay. No Penny here? All right. I've gotten names before, and then afterwards someone's like, I didn't want to raise my hand, but that's okay. If you want to approach me afterwards, that's fine too. Father, we thank you for what you're doing here tonight. So this young man here, you're wearing the burgundy shirt. I think it's burgundy. Yes, you. Would you stand up? What's your name? James. James, the Lord says, I've brought you together. He's bringing a community around you. He's connecting you in a new way. I feel like you're in a season of discovery right now. You're in a season of discovering that God moves in ways that you didn't even understand before, that God moves in ways outside of your box that you didn't understand before. But God says, son, I'm bringing you out of a box. I'm bringing you out of a place where you've not had full understanding and full insight of how I move and how I answer prayer and how real I am. I feel like God is just drawing close to you in this season, and he's really letting you know, I am really, really, really here for you. And I'm showing you that I love you, and I'm showing myself strong on your behalf. So get ready for your box. The Lord wants you to be comfortable because there's something in you that's almost like, I don't know if I want to step out of this place, but God says, I'm bringing you out, and you're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. God's bringing you into a higher place of understanding him and how he works with you and in your life. And can I say that the Lord tells me that he's putting a father's blessing on you tonight, that God is bringing upon you. He's breaking off a reproach. He's breaking off something that's been on you that you've yearned for, like a validation and a security that you've longed for. God says, I'm putting a new robe on you tonight of my presence, and I'm letting you know that I am here with you and that there's nothing that you have to fear. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to lead you into the things that I have in store for you. And the Lord says that this will be a season where you'll realize you are not walking alone, but you are walking with him.
Yes, I heard similar thing. I heard the I kind of saw the Father had, he got your heart. He was massaging your heart, caring for your heart. And I just sense the Lord saying he's doing something deep within your heart, and he's going to reveal his Father's heart to you in this season.
Come on. Lord, we declare it and seal it in Jesus' name. Can we say amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This brother right here, well, this seems to be the section tonight. Maybe everybody should get up and move over here. Brother, what's your name? You're wearing the black shirt with the beard. Matt, stand up. There's more in you. There's more in you that's going to be drawn out this season. There's more in you. Don't shrink back. Don't shrink to the back seats. Don't shrink back there. But I sense that there's going to be more drawing out from you, more that's going to begin to flow from you in this season. You're quite gifted. You're quite handy. There's some things with your hands that you can accomplish and do. I just see with your hands that God's anointed your hands, and that you're very quick to, as a problem solver, and to figure some things out. And the Lord says that he's using you and all that. There's going to be more you need of that, more use of that. So as opportunities begin to open up before you this season, don't think, God's clarifying, letting you know, I'm doing this. I'm just bringing you out. I'm calling you out in your giftings, because he's giving you some awesome giftings, and he's going to draw you out in this season in a fresh new way. I believe also that the Lord is showing me that he's going to take you deeper in the word. This is going to be a time where he's going to open up, rip off like a veil that's been there. You've read things, you're like, I don't really fully get what he's trying to say here. But the Lord's going to really cause you to be mentored in a way where you're going to start reading and seeing depths in the word like you couldn't before. And it's going to connect it, and you're going to begin to connect some dots and begin to really get a strong word from the word. And God says, I'm going to stir up in you a gift of exhortation for brothers, for others that need to hear what the word says. So there will be times where God says, I'm going to cause people to cross your path, and you're going to say, look at what I just got here in this scripture. Look at what the Lord's saying. God's going to give you a scripture. You're going to get the wisdom of it and run into someone with a need. So your whole ministry is going to take a whole new level in the word, says the Lord.
So I see the Lord cutting something off of you. There's something that's been upon you that's been kind of tugging you and pulling you and trying to keep you confined. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that I am cutting that confinement off of you. For that was not my confinement. But the Lord says the enemy is now being cut off of trying to confine you and constrain you. And the Lord said, this is a day of freedom for you, brother. Freedom to move forward in your identity. Freedom to move forward in that which I have gifted you to do. And I also saw you, I don't know if you play drums or not, I saw you beating drums. And I heard the Lord said, there's a power in him that I'm about to release in this season. The power of the sound of the drum. But there's a power in your spirit. The Lord says, I'm about to break him out of the confinement and release the power that I put within him in this hour, says the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, now, if we had more time, we'd have you come up here and do a prophetic act and play the drums. But that'll be next time, all right?
I don't know. Do you play drums? No? Good.
All right.
Well, that's a power that God's about to release in you, that symbolic of power.
It's symbolic of power, and it's symbolic of rhythm, of moving with the rhythm of God and the time of God. Amen. This sister back here, you have a pen in your hand. What's your name? Yeah, would you stand up? What's your name? Jessica? So it's interesting, I saw you with a pen in your hands. I believe that God is going to cause you to begin to write and write and write and write. There's some things, there's some contents in your heart, there's some things that you've observed. You're a deep well, you're a deep thinker, you're an observer. You're even a seer. I believe that God is going to activate your seeing anointing to see things and really begin to perceive things, things that others couldn't see. There's some things that are obvious to you, but other people, obviously, they can't see it. So God's giving you a perspective and a view, and he's going to connect that with what he's telling you in this generation. There's a writing gift that's going to be activated in your life, and the Lord says, I'm going to use you in that, and I'm going to cause you to write my thoughts. I'm going to cause you, I feel like God's saying he's going to open up the blogging world to you, that he's going to cause you to be a blogger. He's going to cause you to be one to even go online and release some thoughts and some things. So you will be known as one who has a very unique perspective, a very unique angle. You have something to say. God says, I'm going to connect you with the voice that you have, and you're going to be a voice to a community, and you're going to be one that others follow and listen and read and understand a perspective. So God says, don't shy away from it. Rise up in it, for I've certainly put that mantle on your life ever since you were a little girl. God says he set you apart for that. There is a unique expression to you. And God says, no one can express me like you can through that gift. Everyone has their own unique, and God wants you to certainly use the gifting he put in your life. Amen?
That's good. That's good.
All right. Okay, very good. And finally, Matt, where are you? Wait, was your name Matt? Matt, stand back up. Seriously, no, I that didn't register. I'm sorry, but the Lord, I just heard Matt again. All right, so Father, thank you for Matt. We thank you, but you're not done with him yet. And you know, I'm seeing a big pot of chili, and I hear the Lord saying that he is going to truly, that's symbolic of what God is going to do in this season. Like a pot, what is a pot of chili? Nothing like a pot of chili on a cold day, right? Very comforting. God is going to comfort you in this season. I feel like he's going to move in your life as the divine comforter. You know, the Holy Spirit is called the comforter. So the Lord says he's going to move in areas of your life where you've had a lack of peace, a lack of understanding. You've just been not settled in certain areas. God says, I'm going to move as your divine comforter in this season, and I'm going to bring you peace. Brother, you're going to sleep like you've never slept before. Let me prophesy that to you right now. And I believe that in dreams, God is going to begin to speak and connect with you in new ways. But the divine comforter is moving in your life in fresh new ways. Now, are you a Bills fan? Okay, very good. So I'm seeing you it was kind of the Bills stadium, and I was like, well, he has to be a fan. Why? So I believe the Lord is saying that you are going to be in a season of your life where the things that you have desired, the things that you have yearned for, God says, watch and see how I'm going to cause some things to happen. And it's going to be like you're going to be so excited with what God is doing. God is getting involved, almost like being a Bills fan and finally seeing them win, right? Isn't that? I'm not prophesying that. Let me be clear. But it's like when you watching your team win, there's nothing like it. I feel like that's symbolic of where you're at in this season of your life. There's going to be nothing like this season up ahead. You have exciting times up ahead because things are going to happen for you. You're going to say, I've always wanted to see that. I've always wanted to be a part of that. And look at what God is doing in my life. So you get ready. You got things to look forward to in the season ahead. So the divine comforter says you're going to enjoy the time ahead. Can we get an amen on that? All right, church, stand to your feet. I'm going to hand this back over to Pastor Marty. Thank you for your attention. Starting tonight, we are going to divorce the demonic frequency. So this is you, and you need to be led by the Spirit of God. We are not going to be led by CNN, and to be fair, okay, I'll say Fox too, but we're not going to be led by any of those voices. We're going to be led by the Spirit of God. We're going to let him lead us into all truth. Because he's the divine leader. Okay, so raise your hands to heaven. Father, tonight, as your people, we repent and we turn from being led by and tuned into the wrong frequency. We will not be led by depression. We will not be led by voices of defeat. We will not be led by doom and gloom. We will not be led by a spirit of doom and gloom, but Father, we will be led by the Spirit of God. We will listen to your reports. We'll be tuned into your frequency. We'll listen to the good reports. We'll listen to the awesome things that you are going to do for us, the exciting times ahead, and that's what we'll be tuned in. And as a result of that, we will hear your voice, and we will let you lead us, and we will follow. Turn to someone and say, we will follow. We will follow in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Pots of chili, lobster claws, and my name was not mentioned in one of those prophetic words. Didn't you enjoy tonight? Man, thank you. Thank you, brothers. Just lift up your hands to Him right now. God, we receive tonight. We will not listen to the voice of another. We will not allow evil influences to drive us away from You. Whew. If you've been struggling with that, I'm going to close in just a minute. Get out of your seat. Come down on the front real quick. Don't you wait in this kind of moment. If the wrong voices have been speaking into your life, come to the front real quick. I'm going to close in prayer. It's going to be all over here in a moment, but don't miss this God moment. You've been listening. You don't want to. It's been pushing on you, telling you to do things. Hector and Leonard, just come on up and just begin to lay your hands on them. Father, we just give You thanks tonight. You're doing such beautiful things in each and every life here tonight. We submit ourselves. There's five more. You're afraid if you come down that it will quench the desire of your flesh. But God has something more beautiful than that. Why don't you obey Him tonight? I'm going to close in just a moment. Now is your window. Come quickly. Come quickly. Don't let that wrong voice speak you out of the perfect will of God tonight, Lord. We just yield to You. We surrender all to You, Lord, tonight. We thank You for sending Your servants into this house. Lord, let this moment change our hearts and our lives. For Your glory and Your honor, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Just keep on praying and ministering to Him. Guys, thank you so much. I love you. Go in God's grace tonight. If you need prayer, you come on down here. We'll pray and believe God with you tonight.